Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 70 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I am one of your hosts, Jim Biscardi, and as always, I am joined by Christian Hoffer and Megan Peters and Rich Adams, who is behind the scenes making sure this all works. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
It's about time we shouted out Rich.
Right? Yeah.
Rich is the true MVP.
He is the true MVP. He is the one that makes sure that this show stays on track and gets to your ears. Thank you, Richard.
There's a reason why this podcast sounds consistently fantastic every single week. And also, there's a reason why I get on to the podcast recording stuff like 20 minutes early, and it's just to chat with Rich. Favorite 20 minutes of the week.
So with that said, we are a Pokemon podcast, obviously, and we talk about all of the things Pokemon, whether it's the video games, the tabletop games, the mobile games, the anime. This week, we're going to be talking about a lot of Pokemon stuff. You name it, we're talking about it. The show comes out every Thursday wherever podcasts can be found, and every once in a while we will read listener reviews. So if you want a free comicbook.com t-shirt, all you got to do is head on over to iTunes, leave a 5-star review, and if we read it on the air, it's yours. All right, we have a nice week's worth of news, I would say, so let's just jump right into it. I should probably tell them how the show is broken up. The show is broken up into three parts. The first part is a news break. A news section, commercial break, then the deep dive, and the Pokemon fact of the week. Four parts. Three parts. Commercial break doesn't count. but that's how we pay the bills here. And man, this is already off the rails. So let's just jump into the news, which is Pokemon Go has Season 4 plans.
Yep, Season 4 for the Go Battle League. The big thing that came out of this is that they're doing two like special cups, one of which is a Halloween themed thing, which we'll talk about later. It's mostly going to be the same as the previous seasons, but they are adding a couple of new moves. Well, one new move, they're adding Lunge, which is a bug-type charge attack that will lower the opposing Pokemon's attack. And only Masquerain and Galvantula will be able to learn it. They're updating a few other attacks, Bug Buzz, Flame Charge, and Signal Beam, giving those either debuff abilities or, in the case of Flame Charge, increasing, you know, a buff. And they're having a special Go Battle Night event on September 24th, which is only open to flying type Pokemon. You get twice the Stardust for winning battles, competing sets of battles, and ranking up. And if you evolve Pidgeotto during this time, you get a Pidgeot that knows Gust. Other than that, most of the stuff is the same. We'll talk a little bit more about the Halloween Cup later on in the show, but you know, just more things going on in Pokemon Go land.
I'm excited for this. I like the changes that are coming to Battle League, because I do love myself some Battle League. Not very good at it, but I do love it.
Well, that's because you don't have a Charizard.
That's because I don't have a Charizard.
Still don't have
a Charizard.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. I mean, My Metagross holds up, but it does all right. Vaporeon is like,
yes,
very good.
Yeah, Vaporeon. Yes. Vaporeon is one of those like sneaky good Pokemon. In that it's nice because it's not very hard to get, and yet it can do a lot of DPS. and like total damage output. So that's
I resent the fact you called it a sneaky good Pokemon. It is obvious.
Well,
it's obviously a good Pokemon.
It's a sneaky good Pokemon in that it is not like considered to be like one of those like top tier Pokemon.
Right. Yep.
Like, you know,
it's not
like
Charizard.
Well, or even like among like water type Pokemon, like, you know, there's like, you know, it's no Kyogre, you know, I see it a lot in Go Battle Leagues because it's just a Pokemon that, you know, everyone has access to. I personally like those Pokemon a lot more than I like, you know, I'd much rather have like a Vaporeon than a Kyogre. I mean, Kyogre is great and, you know, all powerful and all this other stuff, but
I mean, I know
it's a pain in the butt to like actually like turn into a viable Pokemon, and
yeah,
like that bugs me. And I you know, one of the nice things about these cups is that, you know, while Kyogre is great in the Master Cup, and I think it might have some viability in the Ultra League is so weird to me. Well, it's because it's a place where it's like for Pokemon that are pretty good but not great, or for Pokemon that haven't been leveled up to their master.
Yeah, that's me. I am in the Ultra League. I love the Ultra League.
Jim, you don't even qualify for the Great League because you don't have a Charizard.
When did that become a prerequisite?
Because Jim is a day one player. I am sorry. The day that Jim actually gets a Charizard, we are going to, that will be the name of the title. Our deep dive will be us mocking Jim for going 4 years in this stupid game without getting a freaking Charizard. You know how many Charizard I have gotten in this game, Jim? I went and transferred like a dozen of them over to Pokemon Let's Go. They're currently sitting in my Pokemon bank doing nothing. I've traded some away in the Wonder Trades just to get rid of them. They're taking up space. That's how many Charizard I've gotten in Pokemon Go.
Must be nice.
No, that's normal
like
for people.
Before the show, showing off your smart home. During the show, I have so many Charizards. Oh, the charmed life of Christian Hoffer.
I will say, I'm a day one player, and while I do have like one or two Charizard, I didn't go ham like you did.
Well,
was it necessary?
Did you participate in the Charmander community day?
Yes. I just got a bunch of candy. I just disintegrated all of my Charmander into candy.
I mean,
him to the candy grimer.
In those days, those blessed early days of Pokemon Go, you know, Charizard was one of those Pokemon that you threw into gyms and could stay in gyms for like.
Oh yeah,
like
you
would
go, like you just go to any gym and it was the worst.
It was all the gyms I ran into, and also all the gyms that I put Pokemon into were Charizard and Vaporeon early days.
We're going to see if we can fix this right now.
Are you going to give him a Charizard?
I'm going to send him. I have a CP37 Charizard.
Wow.
So, Jim, I am... Nope, I don't want to do that. I'm trying to trade with you now. Oh, I can only trade with friends that are nearby. I keep forgetting that. Oh,
we're not
Jim.
Good enough friends.
Yeah, we're not.
Wow. That's our journey now on the podcast. It's for you two to become good enough friends that you can trade Charizard.
Well, I suppose I should, like... send him a gift or something. There we go, Jim. I've sent you something. I hope you're happy. Anyways, enough about this me mocking Jim for his, you know, lack of common Pokemon. I can't wait for the day that you get like a Pidgeot. You know.
Rude.
I have multiple
Pidgeots.
It's like, I have two, thank you very much. Yeah. I had to walk one of them as my buddy for weeks to get enough candy to do so, but I have one. The other thing that's coming out of this is that they are making changes to Mega Evolution. Thank God.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank God.
So they, the first thing they did was they're giving out more Mega Energy for Pokemon for winning a Mega Raid. The other thing is once you have successfully evolved your Pokemon, so that initial 200 Mega Energy barrier is not going away. But after you complete that, the barrier to do that will be much lower. And they're also eventually going to add the ability that you can walk with your buddy to earn Mega Energy. You'll be able to get Mega Energy through research tasks and other gameplay, and you'll be able to earn bonus candy when catching Pokemon that share a type with your Mega Evolved Pokemon. So a way to, when your Pokemon is Mega Evolved, you have something else to do there. Besides, like, try to, like, desperately find every raid in your area and do it. Because you have a 4-hour time window. So that gives you another thing to do while Mega Evolving. Like, these changes I don't think are perfect, but they're it's a good step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's definitely better than where we were at. I mean, the fact that we can even just, like, walk at some point, that we'll be able to just, like, walk our Pokemon to be able to get that. That's so, so nice. That's so much nicer than just grinding. And, I mean, it's still grinding, but at least, like, I'm not actively, like, paying attention to it. I just have to go, like, walk around, which is great for me rather than, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to find these raids and getting these candies and
and it kind of cracks me up. My my aunt, she like texted me out of the blue and she's like, I can't beat these mega raids. Why are they so hard? I'm like, yeah, they're harder than 5-star raid. She's like, but it's a Charizard. Usually I can beat a Charizard. I'm like, yeah, you can't.
Go and find this is like super Charizard.
I was like, or invite me to a raid. You can do that as well. Although I'm not online very much, but you know, I told her to text me next time she was doing one of the mega raids so I can like hop in and try to help her out. But they're you know, you need like 3 or 4. That's the thing that I don't like about them, is that mm-hmm. you need like at least like 4 people to do it. Four normal people. Like I'll get like people who are like, no, you can duo it. I'm like, yeah, if you're a level 40 with like maxed out with maxed out Kyogres, or like a, you know, like an army of golems or something like that. I'm still not the biggest fan of how Mega Evolution has been implemented. It feels like another like 2-step forward, 1-step back sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling they will figure it out. I think it's weird that it's kind of like, you know, we've had it for a little bit and it's taking as long as it has. But I have hope.
I mean, I guess the only, we should give them a little bit of benefit of the doubt here. It is a pandemic and they've been pretty consistently pumping out mm-hmm. new content and keeping this game relevant to it. So, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like a lot of their manpower has gone into making this game viable during COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that feels like maybe that's why Mega Evolution isn't as great as it should be.
Yeah, I think that is what frustrates me the most, is that it feels like the rollout for Mega Evolutions and even this change that they're making, it still feels like it's a very pre-pandemic plan. Like it doesn't work for me in my, you know, social distancing quarantining schedule, like being able to get that much, you know, mega energy. So of course they've got to tweak it, because they've had to tweak everything else for the app. So mm-hmm. giving them a little bit of leniency. And also, I mean, it's not like it's affecting me. Like, yeah, sure, I would love to like mega evolve my Blastoise, but you know, I'll be able to eventually. It'll happen.
Well, I will get there. At least making you have a Blastoise, so.
Wow.
I have a Blastoise. Nice try.
Do you have a Blastoise with sunglasses, Jim?
I don't have a Blastoise with sunglasses. Mm. That I wish I did.
That's truly the goal for every Pokemon trainer.
That is the goal. Well, Christian's probably got what? You got 12?
Something like that. I have
his Blastoise probably has like Ray-Ban sunglasses. Let's see here. Dollar Tree. He's probably got like
actually
sunglasses.
I only have 2 because I evolved a shiny Blastoise with sunglasses, and then I have a normal Blastoise with sunglasses. But I have, you know, not that Jim's ever going to see any of these. I have 1. Let's see here. 3, 6, 9, 12 Squirtles with sunglasses.
Wow. Dang.
I stocked up.
You literally have the Squirtle Squad.
I do. And then literally. I have the Squirtle B squad. And then I have the Squirtle alternate squad as well for when somebody from either one of those squads is unable to compete in firefighting.
Well, there you go. Christian Hoffer, everybody, for you.
All right. Let's keep going because we got we burnt a whole bunch of time. That was like almost a deep dive on Pokemon Go this week. Let's talk about Pokemon Journeys.
Yes.
Because this, we basically got the confirmation of something that we all suspected but wanted, and I'm excited.
We're going back to Alola. So anybody listening who is a hater of Sun and Moon, I respect your opinion, but I really suggest you change it. I really suggest you give it another shot. So we got the official confirmation with the new promo for Pokemon Journeys in Japan that Ash and Go are going to be going to Alola. Apparently, Go is really interested in getting an Alolan Exeggutor. So they hop on down, and according to the cast list, like, Ash is going to reunite with all of his previous Pokemon there, you know, that he left behind, Incineroar, Rowlet, I mean, all the people that we've been wanting to see. He's also going to reunite with his classmates, and the voice actors for Lily and everyone are mentioned, but they could be a flashback. We're not sure yet. But Go is also going to find himself pit in, like, a three-way friendship triangle because Kawae, I don't ever say his name right. Also, I get confused because I watch Boruto, and there's a very similar name in that show. He's going to get jealous, basically, about kind of Ash and Go's relationship, and he wants to make sure that Go is a worthy enough companion to be traveling with Ash now that Ash is the Alolan champion.
Good on Kiawe.
Yeah. So they're gonna be having a nice little match. But most importantly, and the thing that I'm excited about, is that for those who have finished Sun and Moon, so spoiler alert, if you haven't, at the end of the series, we do find out that Professor Kukui is expecting a child with his lovely wife, fiance. They're expected to show up in this episode. So we're hoping that Ash finally gets like a human brother. Yeah. Not like a Pokemon stepfather. He's going to have like a human like brother, basically, because we all know that Professor Kukui is Ash's real dad.
he might as well be. I was about to say.
Honestly.
This honestly, I there was like a rant that I went like a month ago about that we better actually see them, because Ash has already been to Alola in the in Pokemon Journeys, right? Like, this isn't his first time returning there. I feel like he went back there at some point in, like, you know, the first like run of episodes.
I think they, like, if anything, they briefly passed by, but we didn't see it.
Okay.
I mean, he may have had a layover because, you know, they fly in planes.
I thought he did, but maybe it's been a while since I've actually gotten to watch that first set of episodes. We're still getting new episodes later this month, right?
Yep. Netflix will be releasing its next
batch. Next week, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, like, I think it is next week. New batch of dubbed episodes. So that will be exciting.
But yeah, so, you know, I would have been annoyed had Ash gone to Alola and not, like, met up with, like, the Pokemon that he still has that's over there.
I lied. It is this week, September 11th. We're getting on Friday.
I know what our deep dive is going to be next week.
Look at that. Japan's release schedule for Pokemon Journeys is definitely heating up. We've got several other synopses that, you know, tease some other returning gym trainers. If you remember Chuck from Cyanwood Gym, he's going to be showing up in the anime coming up soon. So I'm still loving Pokemon Journeys. It is the nostalgia fest that I have craved while still being, you know, a little bit mold breaking in terms of, you know, what it's allowing Ash to do as kind of a bona fide champion now. It's not kind of sweeping that under the rug. It's letting him finally show off, which feels so satisfying to me. Mm-hmm. But you still have Go, who's like a newborn Togepi who doesn't know what he's doing. So you can still have like that same feeling.
Why would you defile Togepi like that?
I'm just saying. Well, who would you rather I have defiled in this comparison?
I don't know. Let's call him a baby Geodude.
Oh, stop it. Because we took so long, we're gonna take our break now, finish up the news section, and go right into the deep dive. So we'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, here is your warning. The Leafeon Funko figure is coming next week.
Mm-hmm. Next Tuesday.
You have been warned.
I have go put an alarm it. On my phone to make sure I get it. Because all the others are sold out now.
They're all sold out.
Yeah, so you better get Leafeon. It'll show up on the Pokemon store. And then after that, I believe there's one more left.
What is it? Umbreon, right?
It's Umbreon, yep. I went through my collection because I have all of them. So it was, I've been trying to like make sure I have them all together because I refuse to put together the diorama until I have all of the pieces. So I'm making sure. And I've realized now that I do not have a space in my like nerd office large enough to fit my Eevee diorama. So I'm going to have to either procure some wood to make a shelf or do something because I don't have enough room for all of these Eevees, but they're adorable and I love them.
It's like you're collecting the Infinity Stones.
I basically am. The Infinity Stones of the Pokemon universe, yes.
I like the Leafeon figure. I wasn't sure, like,
well, yeah,
how it was going to go.
Leafeon, yeah, it's better than Jolteon.
Is objectively the worst of the bunch. I'm worried about Umbreon, though. It can be hard to do Umbreon because it's just such like a monochrome color palette, and it's a pretty simple-looking Eevee.
How disappointed would you be if, like, you know, they got to Umbreon and they royally screwed it up and, like, that, and then, like, that was it. Like, that would just be so sad.
Well, at least at least people would have, I mean, for one thing, there's other figures out there. Do I have my Umbreon? I guess I don't.
There's that gallery one, right?
The gallery figure looks amazing.
Yeah, I don't have that gallery figure. I'll have to add that to my collection. They just came out with a Venusaur gallery figure, which I need to go and buy. I think that's going to be like my birthday present to myself. So there's the Umbreon stuff, and they just came out, we'll talk about this in a little bit too, they just came out with a bunch of new Umbreon shirts, Umbreon is like, honestly, Umbreon is my favorite of the Eeveelutions, like in terms of their designs, but like, you know, I he's just really cool looking.
That Venusaur figure is great.
Really freaking is.
Sorry, I just looked at it.
That's
a good one.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So there you go. There is your warning. Go get it.
Yep. Go for it.
In the rumor mill, surprising nobody, everyone's talking about possible Gen 4 remakes.
Yeah, yep. It's that time again.
It's always that time, Hoffer.
I remember I have found somebody who claimed to be a like localizer for Game Freak back in 2017, 2018, and they were like, yeah, no, there's definitely a Gen 4 remake on the way. And so this was during that entire Pokemon Stars debacle. Pokemon Stars, well, a load of crap that turned out to be. don't even get me started on that BS. But you know, I remember
we don't have time for a tangent.
getting in this like huge argument over whether it's going to be Gen 4 remakes or if it was going to be this Pokemon Stars. And then it turned out to be Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. It was neither. The answer was it was neither. but yeah, they're back. The rumor is that it's going to be called Max Diamond and Max Pearl, and they're going to be introducing a bunch of Gen 4 Gigantamaxes. I can see it. I cannot see it. Really, at this case, I mean, it just kind of depends. We do not know, since they're now doing this DLC stuff, what the release schedule is going to be here. Like, you know, for the Pokemon, you know, games. Like, yeah. Usually we would expect, like, you know, a sister title to come out. That's not happening. So we're kind of in like totally up in the air about what's happening next. So we'll find out, I guess. But yeah, it wouldn't, like, at this point, it wouldn't surprise me. The thing is, like, I don't expect an announcement anytime soon. Like,
I mean, because we still have the other expansion that they haven't even, like, started press on.
Yeah, so if we're going to get an announcement, it won't be until next February. So I don't understand why these rumors sprouted up again, but they're back.
I mean, I'm sure it's because recently Nintendo did just kind of be like, oh, do you like Mario? Here's Mario. Do you like Zelda? Mario. Do you like Zelda? Hyrule Warriors, prequel to Breath of the Wild. So, like, I'm sure people are like, oh, we like Pokemon. What do we get?
And the answer is nothing. You get nothing.
You get a DLC pack, which you've known about for months now.
I mean, that is the only problem, is because we've known about the DLC, and it's coming out here in the next, like, 2 months. That is going to be, like, the big, like, here's what your end-of-year Pokemon thing that you're getting this year. And it feels underwhelming only because we've known about it for so long. It's the second half to a thing that started, like, a couple of months ago. Yeah. So it just feels underwhelming. But it's still, like, it's a big deal. We're getting, like, all these legendary Pokemon added into Pokemon Sword and Shield. We're getting a whole new region. We're getting brand new ways of doing raids and all this other cool stuff. So I think that Pokemon fans should be happy about that. But I do get it. Like, you know, we're in that weird time where there's nothing else to announce. You know,
they're expecting something, which is funny because so many of the people expecting give us something new are also the exact same people who previously were like, stop giving us stuff so quickly because quality.
They're the reason why we don't have Pokemon Duel anymore.
I do have Umbreon, by the way, on a totally separate note.
That is a good figure.
This is an awesome one. I was like, I know I have him. And it's like, where the heck is he? And then it's like, oh, he's directly behind me.
Look at that.
All right. And then last but not least, before we get into the official deep dive, if you are in the market to propose to a loved one and feel like you missed out on the opportunity to get a Pokemon engagement ring, fear not, because they're back.
Yeah, it's that time of the year again, a time for loved ones to propose using Eevee engagement rings. I mean,
yes.
I don't really know what else to say there.
I will say they are very pretty. Like, they're not super, unless you are because they're very dainty looking rings. Basically, they're released by U-Treasure in Japan. So if you want them, you got to import them. And they're already like $1,300 USD. So start saving up. They do have like different metals and gems you can get. But like the engagement ring is like a male Eevee and a female Eevee, like holding / kissing the diamond setting. And then the wedding band is like little diamond encrusted, just like a slim traditional ring with Eevees engraved in it. So unless you're looking super carefully, probably wouldn't notice it from afar. I just think, I don't know. If you are just super into Eevee and this is what you want your wedding to be, go for it.
Yeah, I feel like this is now that this is like every time they come out with like a Pokemon wedding ring or a Pokemon engagement ring, it always makes the news cycles. And this is like the first one that I noticed really didn't make the news cycle. So I feel like the gimmick's like over. Like, yeah. You know, like we covered it because, you know, we cover everything Pokemon. But usually like other like mainstream news sites are like, look at the Pokemon engagement rings. And none of that. None of that so far.
It's just a little less sexy because I feel like the Eevee mascot hasn't been completely embraced in the U.S. But the first set of
they're trying, man.
And
they
wedding,
are trying
yeah,
hard.
They are trying very hard. But the first set of wedding ring and engagement rings that U-Treasure did were Pikachu. And everyone was like, oh,
yeah.
My God,
lost their
yes.
Freaking mind.
Yeah, they did lose their minds. So it's there if you want it. I mean, the Pikachu ones did sell out. So, like, if you are very invested in these rings, like, you should probably start looking at it now. But they're there. They are here. You can look on it. I think they're pretty. Not my personal taste, but if they are yours, then go for it.
And if you get one, let us know.
Yes, I'm very curious. What's the weight? How does it feel? Did anybody ask if you got it from, you know, Jared? I don't know.
Megan.
That's what they always say in the commercial. Just saying.
I don't think that's a question that anyone actually asks, though.
Megan listens to too much local radio.
I will say, no lie, when I got engaged and I showed the ring to my fiance's, I think it was his aunt, she asked if he went to Jared. And it was the greatest moment
oh
of my
God.
Life. It was the greatest moment of my life because I got to say, no. Fun story.
All right. Let's go into the deep dive, which is all about Pokemon stuff. Halloween is around the corner. And as always, the Pokemon Company puts out a ton of great stuff, really for all of the big holidays. But Halloween in particular, I love because my number two fave, Gengar, gets represented pretty well during this time of year.
Jim, they actually made something just for you this year.
Yes.
They have a sign that says Gengar House.
Oh.
Like it's a tin sign that you can just like hang up in your house in a place of honor.
I love it. So there's a ton of stuff. We'll talk about a bit of it and we'll talk about kind of our favorite stuff and some more Halloween things that are happening you know, that you can expect as we get closer and closer to it. Because if you live in LA, I'm sorry, but it sounds like Halloween is canceled. So,
well, Halloween's going to be canceled everywhere. I mean, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, Jim. Yeah. I mean, unless you live in a state that like doesn't believe that, you know, this is a pandemic. Jim, do you live in one of those states?
It depends on the day of the week.
Yeah.
So Halloween might not be canceled for you.
It depends on the county. It depends on the neighborhood.
Yeah,
it depends on so much, Hoffer. But I would love to see people enforce that.
So I want to talk about that. Last year I got really excited because they put out a purple shirt that was just Gengar's face. And it was amazing. This year it is a slightly understated Gengar shirt, but a very, very cool one nonetheless. And that is my favorite. Pictures of these are all in Pokemon Center, or you can come to comicbook.com and find them there.
We did an entire slideshow of all
the stuff. Huge gallery of all the stuff there, so check it out. Thing that I liked, and it was funny because I was at Michael's the other day with my wife, and they have all their Halloween stuff out, and I go, my dad was always, or still is, into his Christmas village. He sets up an elaborate Christmas village, like huge. And I have always loved Halloween. And more, you're starting to see like Halloween villages start to show up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, so when I saw those there and I was like, I told my wife, I go, it's only a year or two before I become my father as far as Halloween villages are concerned for Halloween. And she just rolled her eyes at me. But now that I've seen that I can also get Pokemon-themed Halloween village houses, it may happen sooner than later.
Yeah. So. These are really
super,
cool figures.
They're super like, cool.
I mean, I'll be 100%. Like, you know, I may very well end up buying at least three of these. I was about to say, the only one that, so there's four of them. They feature, and watch me bumble these. So there's one with Gengar. There is one with, so it's Gengar House, the Cofagrius, which is the tomb, the sarcophagus Pokemon, crypt. There's Mimikyu's costume shop, and there's Miss Magius's charm shop. And so they're basically, each of them are basically houses for your Halloween village, but each of them also feature like a ton of different like Pokemon. So mm-hmm. like, you know, and they're Pokemon doing like trick or treat. So like the Miss Magius one features Bulbasaur dressed up as a Wooloo. It has Eevee with a Charmander hat, and then there's a random Noibat just like hanging out there, and a Liepard too. The Gengar House has a Sobble. It's got Haunter. It's got Duskull. It looks like I can't even tell. It looks like and Sobble's dressed up as Greninja. Oh, that's adorable. And then we have we have Pikachu. A Scorbunny who's dressed up as Dusclops, and there is a Cubone who I don't think is dressed up as anything because its life is sad already. And finally, the least impressive one, the Mimikyu costume shop, we have Pichu dressed up as a Togepi, Mimikyu and Pichu. Grookey dressed up as a Ludicolo, right? That's...
Yes.
Yeah, Ludicolo. That's what I thought. So, you know, all of them except for the Mimikyu ones are adorable. The Mimikyu one is just like, you know, I could take or leave.
There is better Mimikyu stuff.
No, I mean, it's just not, like, the other ones look, like, kind of, like, creepy. You know, you got this haunted house. You have, like, a witch's hut. You have a literal grave, you know, you have a literal, like, you know, cemetery. And then you have Mimikyu's, I don't know, like, It's a retail store. It's like, oh, you know, can't have Halloween without like Halloween Central, I guess. I don't know. It's stupid compared to the other three. It's like, look at all this. Like, look how much time and effort we put into like, where would Miss Magius live? Ah, yes, a hut deep in the woods. Oh, here's Mimikyu. He's trying to sell you costumes. I don't know.
That's, I love it.
It's goofy, but they also have a lot of other like figures.
The apparel this year is also very cool.
Oh yeah, like yeah. There's like two or three. I will say probably my favorite one of these is the scared Pikachu.
Yes,
which has Pikachu and his mouth is open in surprise, and he's got like the fear lines coming up through him. I wish there was a bigger version of it because right now you can only get it. It's like a little, like almost like an icon on your chest. And I wish you could get like a full shirt of one of those because I would buy that in an instance. I would just wear it around constantly. Also, it bears an uncomfortable resemblance to another type of thing that we can't talk about because it's a family friendly podcast. But that made me chuckle. And a couple of people have pointed that out on the Twitters.
Oh, okay. Yep, you went there. I was hoping we would not dive into that territory, and that's all I'll say of that.
Welcome to a wild podcast that's appeared after dark.
Not again. Not again.
Not 2 weeks in a row.
All right. So let's talk about the Pokemon Go Halloween stuff, and then we'll move on to the fact of the week.
So Pokemon Go is doing their a Go Battle League, which it's like limited to different types of spooky Pokemon. So you got bug types, dark types, ghost types, fairy types, because of course, and there's one other type I can't remember, and you know I'm not going to bother looking it up. But they'll when it comes Halloween time, I'm sure we'll talk about it again. But the big thing is they're giving away costumed Pokemon as prizes for competing in it.
Do we know what kind of costumes?
I think it's the Halloween costumes from last year.
Is it? I guess I thought they were going to be the ones that they put they're putting out plushes for this year. Because wasn't that the same? Oh, no, that was not the same.
But we don't know. They just said Bulbasaur, Squirtle, and Charmander wearing Halloween costumes. So it could be, you know, the same ones as last year. Or, I mean, because, you know, we do have Wooloo as a, you know, we do have Bulbasaur as a Wooloo.
Yeah.
We don't have any of the other ones. Like Charmander or Squirtle don't have costumes. But it's possible. They'll put them in costumes too. So we'll see. We'll find out.
Please.
I love it. It's like
new costumes, please.
I love costumed Pokemon in Pokemon Go. It's like my favorite. Especially the Halloween ones.
He doesn't have sunglass Blastoise. Hmm.
Was that a Halloween one?
No, it was just, you know, people had been begging for give us the Squirtle Squad. Yeah. And so they gave us Squirtle Squad. Yeah, but no, that should be like a fun thing. So, you know,
that'll be fun. All right, let's do the Pokemon Fact of the Week.
Yeah, so this is another just weird PokeFact of the week. Coughing and wheezing in the Pokemon beta, like the original beta for the English language, were named Nai and La. And the reason why is they were references to the poor air quality in New York City and Los Angeles.
I kind of love that.
It's just like, what almost was? And also, what shade? Like, it's like, yeah, it's like you have such an air pollution problem. We're going to name the poison gas Pokemons after you.
Yeah. I guess somebody, for once, in their marketing or PR, was like, you know what? That might upset some people.
I mean, I think it would have been just really funny. I would have died, like, because, you know, coughing is like, you know, like, imagine having to explain that joke to millions of 10-year-olds back in the 90s, because coughing was like, you know, coughing is a, like, you know, like foundational Pokemon that was exposed to millions of kids weekly. And just imagine if that would have ended up being NY, that was what its name was, Nai. And having to explain why that was, like, parents, you know, or like kids realizing that joke when they became like teenagers or adults.
I mean, I think the only thing we really missed out on was the possibility of having coughing have some sort of really thick New York accent, like from one of the boroughs. That's, I think, the only thing we really missed out on, because I have it on good authority that Hoffer does an excellent Staten Island impression.
It's not just a good Staten Island. But again, now let's think of this for a second, right? Coughing.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably, like, that is skin, right?
Skin or like some sort of like craggy formation. Maybe like silicone. Who knows?
Oh, his
body.
Yeah, yeah, that's skin.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's his exoskeleton at the minimum.
Yeah, it's a gas bag, Jim.
Yeah,
which makes sense because it's New York.
No, I hate that one.
It's a polluted lung. You know, like this is your Pokemon, and it shows like an Eevee, and this is your Pokemon after like consuming one cigarette.
But I also love, like, it's red and blue. Dex, it goes. It's prone to exploding without warning. Like, oh shit. Sorry.
That's
probably got like methane in it or something.
They also talk about, it's like, yeah, it was either found in like a toxic waste facility or a munitions plant. That's like the other thing. It's like, wow, like, way to go, Pokemon. Way to be really anti-war there. Like, yeah, we don't.
So it apparently, it's more balloon-like, and you can see through its skin.
Really?
Because there's a thing that says,
what?
Getting up close to a coughing will give you the chance to observe through its thin skin the toxic gases swirling inside.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It blows up at the slightest stimulation.
What is this? I knew nothing.
I did not realize it was a see-through Pokemon.
Wait, you took all of the gas out of coughing, it would just be like vaguely clear.
It would just be a balloon. Like it has no organs.
It's like a jellyfish.
It is. It's like, you know, it's literally, it's a gas Pokemon. It's literally a lung. So, you know, it's got, probably has like thin blood vessels and stuff like that. And that's how it stays alive. And it has, we know it has like a mouth, and maybe does it have, yeah, and even has teeth. Man.
And eyes.
And oh, eyes.
That's terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Well, the really creepy thing is, so it has this mouth that doesn't open up into its like internal air sac.
Oh, what if it's a fake mouth?
I mean, I don't think it's a fake mouth. We have no indication that it's a fake mouth.
That's true.
Wonder if there's anything else.
If it ingests anything, maybe it's a very thin how does mouth. It digest if it doesn't have
it's, it consumes toxic gases.
Yeah, just the toxic gases. And its
yeah,
bloodstream.
But you can eat it berries. Well,
no, no. Oh, well, okay. Then
that's
it, like,
that's
it,
a good point.
It's
that
true.
Is a point.
Maybe
what's
it, like,
happening?
It,
do you just look
it
through it?
It disintegrates
and see a bunch
them
of...
in its mouth, and it just gets transported through very tiny capillaries in its very thin skin on the bloodstream, like a leaf, right? Like, you know, I don't know.
I need an but official anyway. Pokemon so favorite, anatomy physiology textbook.
My favorite thing, my favorite of this Pokemon book or the Pokedex entries is it's just like, yeah, Weezing finds dirty houses. If your house is dirty enough, a Weezing will show up there and call its home and go through your trash. It's like, oh my God. It also talks about like, you know, like, Weezing is another one of those Pokemon which the Pokedex entries make it sound a lot rarer than it actually is. Because, like, the idea of it is that coughing, a Weezing is actually just two conjoined coughings, like, together. And that's, yeah. like, a mutation. It's not, like, a true, like, you know, this is an adult coughing. Like, no, it's supposed to be two coughings that have kind of, like, gotten stuck together due to their sludge. But, yeah. But, no, it's just, like, you know, one
apparently,
Pokemon.
there are triplets have been found.
Yeah,
which is even weirder. I guess I always thought that's what like that third one hanging out in the back always was.
Yeah, that's like the point of it is it's supposed to be represent that occasionally you'll see like a third head, and also you know the Galarian variant of this was a direct response. Like you know the reason we have Galarian Weezing was in a direct response to the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With the smokestacks that produce clean air. You know, that's the entire point of them is they draw in all the you know all the carbon emissions from you know during the Industrial Revolution and spit out clean air, and that's how the Galar region looks so gorgeous despite the fact that it's you know England.
Dang. I didn't know any of these facts. My brain is like on overtime right now, just like processing.
The sword one goes, instead of leaving droppings, it expels clean air.
That's right. The air, the very air that you breathe in the Galar region is Weezing's excretions.
Is Weezing poop.
Man.
Wow. Wow.
I did tell, that reminds me, like not too long ago, I was talking with my son, and I don't know why it came up, but it just like my wife suddenly just comes out of nowhere. She's like, "Hey, John, did you know that the water you drink is actually, you know, it was dinosaur pee?" I was like, "Why are you telling our child that?" I like, statistically, that's probably true, but it's like, why? Why? It's just like, it was like, she ran out, came out of nowhere. We weren't even discussing it, and she just blows my 4 or 5 year old's mind. With that just terrible, technically off correct fact.
If I was a small child, I would be thrilled to know that information.
All right. I want to get to listener reviews, and then we can wrap this baby up. So if you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and we read it on the air, send an email to editor@comicbook.com, and we'll add you to the list of folks who are going to get a T-shirt. Hopefully that will be soon, because... I would like to get back to the office at some point. So that's where all our shirts are. Anyway, this one is from Cricket74. The headline is Expanded Horizons. Hello. I have always been a fan of Pokemon, but I haven't been super into anything specific. I have to say, since listening to this awesome podcast, I have found myself slightly obsessed with everything Pokemon. I've started binge watching the series. Thank you, Megan. And I try and find new Pokemon facts wherever I can find them. Thanks, Hoffer. And I have a new appreciation for Geodude. Thanks, Jim. I've played Pokemon Go since it Stop. I have played Pokemon Go since it launched, but find your take on it refreshing. I started buying cards and have learned to play the TCG, which I'm going to be teaching to a group of students at the elementary school I work at. The Pokemon Center is, oh my god, amazing, but at the same time, I may need to take out another mortgage on my home. I also found the silver version to play on my old Game Boy, and I'm now playing Shield on my Switch. I can go on and on, but I'll just end by saying this podcast is amazing. Thank you. That is a great review,
but it baffles me how anyone could listen to our episodes and come away with any sort of positive opinion on Geodude. I think me and Megan do such because a great job.
Because my positive opinion is so overwhelming and so contagious and infectious.
Jim, you barely defend Geodude on these. You just go,
I always defend Geodude.
Stop that, guys.
The awesomeness of Geodude speaks for itself it doesn't matter.
It's a rock with hands and then evolves into a rock
with
more hands.
With fists. It would pummel you.
Anything with hands has fists. No, it would literally wreck because you. I would just have a Pokemon that would pick it up and chuck it off the side of the nearest cliff.
It would wreck you. It would hold on. It would fly right back at you and wreck you.
No, because they don't think flying is only a thing in the anime. They don't have the ability to levitate in games. They walk around on their hands like creepy monsters, like
zombies. Would you rather it to get yeeted away from you and then you see in the horizon a Geodude furiously like walking
coming
towards
back.
You?
I mean, why do you think it's like so? Why do you think its arms are so
but
defined?
They're super
it's
fast.
Because it walks. No, it's
I know,
not
and that's why it's so
it
fast.
What are you talking about?
All I'm saying is if you mess with the wrong Geodude and it comes barreling at you like
you're
this,
getting
I'm leaving. I'm leaving. I'm leaving at that point.
Geodude speed. I'm Geodude speed. It has a speed of 20, Jim. It has a speed of 20. Let me see. Slowest Pokemon. I'm guaranteeing.
It's not Geodude.
Let's see here. Slowest Pokemon.
I feel like that's Snorlax.
List of Pokemon by face stats. I'm pulling up speed. It is as slow as Jigglypuff. The only they're like, you know, we start to get to we start to get into babies after it. The only thing that are slower than Geodudes are babies, cocoons, or literal inanimate objects. Also Slowpoke.
Hey, leave Slowpoke alone.
Unless you are a sea cucumber, a baby that can't walk, or Slowpoke, you are faster than Geodude. I have nothing to worry about. You know what will happen if a Geodude comes after me? I'll walk away. At a leisurely pace.
No. Well, thank you for that review. It was fantastic. If you want to hear yours, like I said, just leave us a review and we'll read it on the air. All right. That's about to do it for us today. If you want to get in touch with us, at Pokemon Pod CB is the handle for the show. Otherwise, you can find me at Jim Biscardi.
You can find me on Twitter at Megan Peters CB.
And I'm at Seehofer CBus.
We will catch you next week, folks. Don't forget to get your Leafeon Funko figure. See you later.